Well, I'm gonna try not to hold you too long tonight. I've only got four scriptures. Probably be done about next Thursday or something. What'd you say, Jerry? You'll be here by yourself. let's see, where am I at? You know, as time goes on, this world gets worse and worse. And, you know, the devil is getting stronger and stronger. And what does that mean? Does that mean we have to do more and more? We have to get stronger ourselves to combat him. And so I want to say something about Philippians 1:23. And I've told you before that's one of my most favorite verses. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. And the reason I like that so much, I like that far better. That is what it's going to be. It's going to be far better. And I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to be yet, but the Lord knows. And we'll go on His timing. And in that verse there, it talks about that being far better. And I like that because Brother Paul, and the Apostle Paul, he'd already been to heaven and came back, and he knew what heaven was. And that's why he's telling us that it is far better. Because he spent time here, and well, it was probably far worse for the Apostle Paul. But he gave us advice from a person that already went here and went there and then came back. You know, and I've mentioned that before, that can you imagine Paul when the Lord told him up there that, Paul, you're going to have to go back. Oh, no. You got somebody else in mind, haven't you? You know, I don't want to go back to that earth. You know, I want to stay here. But he told us that it's far better. And you know, I am really happy and proud of every one of you guys being here tonight. And there's some that have to work and things like that. I understand that. But, you know, I'm really happy about this church. It's a good one. I am happy about our brother, David, and, you know, his family. And Lord just did good. You know what I mean? I really appreciate this church. I do. And if you will, turn to Philippians 3:20. And in Philippians 3:20, have I got it? I think I have. Philippians 3:20 says, for our conversation is in heaven. You know, I mean, by that right there, he's saying that it's as good as us being there already. You know what I mean? We're thinking, we're talking that way, and that's what, you know, your conversation is actually more than our voice and more than our words that come out. It's everything else too involved with it. For our conversation is in heaven. That's a good place for it to be. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I like this next part in 21. It says, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I mean, just think about that. According to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5. I'll find it in a minute. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And starting in verse 1 there, excuse me, it says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." And, you know, that house that God builds for us is really a good house. I mean, it's going to last forever. Can you think and be can you grasp how long heaven is? And it is much better. Paul says it's far better than down here. And, you know, that's something to think about. Some people don't want to leave this place. And, you know, we've got things that tie us to here, you know, and that's okay. But we got to keep it in mind that up there is far better. And we get that from a person who's already been there and come back. And he did. And I imagine Paul, if you think about how he died, he got the guillotine. He was glad to get it. You know, he was glad to be going to heaven. And verse 2 says, "For this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle..." And you know what a tabernacle is, don't you? It's a tent. And that's about what this is. We think it's important and everything. But it's just a tabernacle. It's just a tent. "We do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up in life." And now, in fifth verse, it says, "Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit." And now you know what earnest is, don't you? He's given us, all of us, the earnest. And the earnest is an old-time saying, like, put a down payment on a car or something like that. That's the earnest. Put the earnest down on. God has put the earnest in every one of us, buddy. And that is to go there. And it's the earnest of the Spirit. He's already given us a taste of it. And verse 6 says, "Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord." Just think of that. As long as we're down here, we're absent from God and the Lord. But when we go up there, it's going to be far better, like Paul said. Verse 7, "We walk by faith, not by sight." And we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And that gives us a new confidence. You know, you just think about heaven. and what's up there for each one of us. And you know, I don't know whether you've ever thought about it or not, but I'm sure you have. How many family members that you know were saved, and you know they're waiting on you in heaven right now. And, well, Shirley's sister just passed away. And it's going to be pretty good to get up there and see her and hopefully her husband, Leroy. And, you know, my dad's up there. My grandpas are both up there. My grandmas are both up there. And my great-grandpa's up there. And there's a lot of people that we know that are up there. And not only our relatives, think how many people we have gone to church with. And, you know, they're there. And, you know, you kind of wonder about some of them. And we have to find out when we get there on some of them, you know. But then the thing about it is, in verse 9, it says, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." That's what every one of us wants, to be accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10 says, "For we must," and that's Christian people, "we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Now, you know, let's face it, we're all sinners saved by grace. And there's some of it that's good, and there's some things that are bad. Some things that we just as soon not talk about maybe sometime, you know. But you know what? God is good. That's the truth. "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. And I trust that's the way it is with all of you." And I've got one more scripture here. And 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 49. Verse 49 says, "And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." Now that earthly there, that's the image there is Adam. He was the first man. But guess who that heavenly one is? That's Jesus Christ. And you know, we're going to be able to live with Jesus Christ forever. That's something else then. And you know, and He's going to give us our freedom in heaven. You know, we're not going to be trapped there like some animal or something like that. We're going to be able to go wherever we want. You know, if you thought, well, I want to go see Mars, He'll let you do it. But you'll be back about 15 minutes, you know, something like that. Because it won't take long to zing through the air and go there and see that. Verse 50 says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." Did you ever think of that? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I had a guy that left church one time because I taught that. That's what it says. He had a disagreement with me on that. But it says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Now we're getting here in verse 51 about the rapture of the church. Get ready to fly, brothers and sisters. It says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." You know, sleep there has reference to death. But right after that, look what it says. "But we shall all be changed." That's every one of us. And like Paul said, it is far better. So you might as well get ready and enjoy it. Verse 52, "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Verse 54, "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" You know, that's some good questions, isn't it? Because it has no longer any demand over us. Then verse 56 says, "The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We've got a lot to be thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, how He went to the cross and He died on that cross. Why? For all of us. You know, and we're going to be able to live and talk and be with Christ. How long? Forever. That's going to be hard to comprehend, you know. It says in 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable." We got every reason to be unmovable in our beliefs. "Always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." The Lord will record us accordingly. And, you know, we got those things to look forward to. And being in eternity forever. And being with the Lord Jesus Christ. And being with all of our folks that are saved. And I hope we're not unhappy about some we don't see there. But we can pray for them, you know. There's all these people that we pray for that Brother Mac brings up all the time. Boy, you know, I don't know how the Lord is going to do it. Especially some of them, they're not around us anymore. You know, like Dr. Dobbin, I think about her because I was witnessing to her. And boy, when I witnessed to her the first time, she didn't like it. She was, you know, she was a Muslim or something like that? I think she is. But now she's over there in Cleveland or wherever she's at. And how many times do you go to Cleveland? I haven't been to Cleveland except maybe one time. How many times have I been there? One time? So anyway, that's what's happening. And, you know, God is so good to us. And someday, we're going to see all these people and heaven's going to be our home. And it's going to be the blessed, most blessed thing we've ever seen. And God has been good to us. And some of these things that I've read here, these scriptures, God has made all of those things come to life to us, you know. And we can trust our Lord, you know. He is good to every one of us. And I'm thankful that you guys are all here, you know, every one of you. And I just want to thank you for everything that you do for me and for us. And I would ask you if you would pray for me, because I got some trying times, I think, coming up. And some of them, I'm about to tell them, no, not doing it. You know, whatever the Lord wants to do, I'll take it. Whatever it is. What's the worst that can happen to me? I'll die and go to heaven. Gee whiz. You know this. That the instant you die, the next instant, you're in heaven. What's that mean? It means what Paul said, it's far better. I thank you for putting up with me tonight.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking about something when Brother Jim was talking about Paul and Paul's desire to be in heaven. You remember he was stoned to death at Lystra. He was stoned to Lystra and then left for dead. Those guys didn't play around. They knew how to stone somebody, man. I've heard people say, well, I don't believe he died. Well, you've never been stoned the way Paul was stoned, man. They were serious. They knew how to kill people. That's what they did. That was a regular thing for folks. And he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he's talking about, I knew a man in Christ. That man in Christ was the new man Paul was talking about. About 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. So here Paul is giving a testimony of seeing the third heaven. You notice something he didn't mention? He said he didn't know if he was in the body or out of the body. You know something he didn't mention? He didn't mention any thorn in the flesh. That wasn't bothering him anymore. Amen. Probably if he's up there a little bit longer, he'd realize the flesh wasn't there. Amen. Because this is what we're looking forward to getting away from. Amen. But yeah, man. The Lord's good. I'm one of these days, in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. But praise the Lord. Amen. I could just overwhelmed with the glory of God and the presence of Almighty God. Yeah, that thorn in the flesh. We all have thorns in the flesh, amen. And some of us have been like Paul, and the Lord said, my grace is sufficient in some areas. But what a day that will be. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. And I just imagine we're going to spend a long time on our face thanking the Lord. And man, oh man, to be able to be, you know, that down payment, that Holy Spirit, He's going to finish that when He calls us out of here, and to be able to see Him as He really is. We've got a view of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, God, through this book. But like the Bible says, right now we look through a glass darkly. We're going to see Him as He is. And seeing Him through this will put you on your face if you're really looking. But boy, when we stand before Him, it'll be a brief stand. Amen. I'm glad that He saved me. And I'm glad that He's given us the opportunity to meet together on a regular basis and brag on Him. Thank God for men like Brother Jim and Brother Jerry and on down the line and that are, each and every member of this church. But everybody that'll stand and stand for Jesus Christ and stand on the principles of this book and just pray for each other. Like I say, when He calls us out of here, I hope it's all together on a Sunday morning service and we're singing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. But any way we go, I want to be in God's will. Amen.